This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What's up, everybody? Ricky Brule here from the Range Podcast. Just finishing editing up the next episode, and I just wanted to give you a quick update on the float. Here I am in my office space here, which is also doubles as our what we call the lab, and this is where we assemble everything. And here, of course, it's Friday, so everybody's gone. We just got Jeremiah, our hardworking, put in the hours, overtime float builder. So here you can see, he's getting these little shafts here prepped. Got all the parts here laid out in these bins, little assembly line going. Sitting here watching the Keep Hammering Collective, talking with Mr. Greg Poole. But yeah, just wanted to give you a quick update on that. We have already shipped out a handful of them, so hopefully we'll be hitting the ground running come Monday, and we'll be shipping out several hundred more next week. So yeah, been very popular, and we just wanted to say thanks for all your support.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
Welcome to The Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, and I am sitting here with my co-host, Mr. Jake Hollywood Iverson. He's chilling, waiting for us to get things going. We're going to do an arrow loose episode again. We're going to give you a few updates as we shoot. And we're actually going to shoot a 300 Vegas round today, yep. Both me and Hollywood. Bear with me. This is the first time I think I've shot one in probably a decade. So we've also got our friend Dylan here from the local radio station, Bob FM. I don't know if you want to see. He's going to be shooting while we talk. He's also the bass player for the Mitch Gordon Band, which is pretty cool. We're good buddies with Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how you doing, if you're listening? So yeah, we're just gonna get this thing going. The first thing we want to talk about is, and that everybody's really excited about, is the float. And we have them. They're here. They're being assembled as we speak, and we'll be starting to ship them today. So
we don't have a ton of them, but we have them.
Not a ton, but
they
we
are
do.
Sold out.
Yeah, our first run is completely sold out.
Again, sorry about it. Whatever.
Yeah. Eeyore,
Debbie Downer. We already sold out, so they are shipping though for those that pre-ordered. I will not be using the float either, not today, because I have a static rest.
Not today. And we're going to talk a little bit about that static rest you have as well, because we've had some people ask about that from the last episode. But yeah, let's go ahead and you've already got a practice end in.
You got ready that quick?
I'm going to try to get a practice end in real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll get this thing going.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First end.
First going.
My practice round didn't go so good, a 10-9-8. Let's see how this goes.
Well, that's a 9. This is the second time we're filming us shooting, and the second time in a row, my back is just killing me. It's only when we record, man.
This is the moment where I place the head of Eeyore over you in post-production.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to start with saying, like, it's not to be Eeyore, but, dude, I have 5 pain patches on my back right now. And Tylenol on an empty stomach.
So we already talked a little bit about the float. We're super excited about that. We've got a lot of people. We got a pretty well-known individual out there that's going to be getting one, too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what we're supposed to talk about now. So focused on shooting this Vegas face and, like, just fighting through my pain that I kind of forgot what we were even going to talk about.
I should have a pen down here, I think.
Oh, I knew that one shot was real good. Sad, though. X-10-10.
Well, there's a 10-10-9.
I actually might need a pen too. This is more important to track your X's than anything. I'm gonna possibly lose track.
Next thing that I just wanted to touch on a little bit in the conservation world, looking at the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness House Joint Resolution 140, using the Congressional Review Act to remove protections for the Boundary Waters against copper sulfide ore mining and potentially poisoning the watershed. And so it was passed to remove those protections in the House. Now it's going to the Senate. At this point, we were expecting to have some sort of, or they were saying that the Senate was going to vote on
some sort of vote
by now. They haven't, so still just kind of twiddling our thumbs and waiting. I mean, I know there's all kinds of other stuff on the docket and other things going on. So we'll kind of continue to discuss the update on that and shoot our second end here. So I'm going to grab a pen because...
Yeah, dude. I guess the realization really hasn't... reality hasn't set in for the floats. Like, we have some of the production run, not all of it. But they're sold out, and we... Crazy, they're actually here.
Well, and the fact that we're actually going to be shipping ahead of schedule is crazy.
And first for everything.
Everything all kind of came together at once. We had a slight delay in the packaging, but that ended up showing up yesterday, as well as another part that we'd been waiting on.
Yeah.
Showed up in the same day.
That was actually lost. The company lost it in their own files.
Yeah.
What I've learned over the last few days of shooting is I have some, I don't know if it's just from working out and whatnot, but I have some extra, like, shoulder twitches that occur within the first, like, 5 to 7 seconds of me settling in. And so it's like, if I can get through that and tell myself to just keep focusing on the target, then everything goes well. If I let the release go within the first 7 seconds, oh man, it could be disastrous to the score. So it's like, it's a huge, I don't know, it's consistent. So if I just fight through it and let myself settle down even more, I'm good. I think I still barely scraped by on that one. Battling through some back pain and knee pain today.
I probably should have let down on that one, and then I ended up shooting an X.
Probably the only thing I like. Yeah. Was it because I talked?
No. It's not you at all.
You lost your focus.
It's totally me. It's not about, I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I should be able to shoot.
Probably the best thing, the only thing I like about a Vegas face is 30 arrows. So it goes pretty quick, but you can really mess up your score really quick.
Yeah.
That top target, you may want to look at that one. Thankfully, that's all recording, so. That's pretty inside out. Bodie might need a couple of pointers on that one.
Glorious.
Yeah.
Yep, shot an 8. So I got, what was it? It was 10, 10,
you got
9,
X.
And then I got an X, yeah, 10, 8. That's good.
As long
that's
as
real
I beat
good.
You with the shafts I'm shooting, then that's okay. But if you beat me too, that's also okay.
But it's a good exercise, right? Because you don't sometimes really know at what level you're shooting. Well, of course, that's an obvious statement. I feel dumb saying that. But
so I guess. Oh, another thing is super tired today. Hey, camera, I'm over here, man. But really, kind of feeling tired.
It's on you, but yeah, you just got to walk out in front.
Feeling a little tired, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, man, I should really shoot. Like, grab some coffee before we shoot. I'm like, I know how that goes. So I'm like, I'll wait till after this podcast is done and I'll juice up with some coffee.
I was
just thinking of you last week, just standing there with your coffee mug. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. All right, so I'm already down 3.
Are we talking boundary waters here? Or what's
I think we're done with that.
Float?
Not a whole lot we can really say about that. You know, we're just kind of waiting for the Senate to vote on it and see what's going on. But, I mean, if you do care about conservation, I mean, even if you're not in Minnesota, this affects everyone really, because using the Congressional Review Act is unfounded. It's never been used for this before. And so if it can be used here, it can be used anywhere. And that includes this public access and public land anywhere across the country. So if that's a concern, you should probably call your local senator and urge them to vote against House Joint Resolution 140.
Yeah, I don't even like the boundary waters, and I live in Minnesota. So, and I hate the idea of it. I'm on the spectrum of not an inch. And if this is the way they're willing to go, you know, and it doesn't even benefit us, then not an inch. I don't want it.
The other thing we were kind of talking about the other day, and I saw an article about like how sponsorships in archery right now is driving up costs. And because of that, because of the added costs in product, now Chinese manufacturers are beginning to infiltrate the target space. I don't see it a ton, but that's why I was kind of asking you, because I don't really have a good pulse on the target space. But it's interesting to me that, you know, basically what they're saying is that all these shooters are being more price conscious. Because, I mean, let's be honest, a target rig is, I mean, dude, you can buy a car for the cost of a solid target rig.
What was that, dude? Oh, no.
What, did you miss the target?
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you talk about a bad time for the release to go off. That was it. I just shot a fat nine, like almost as wide out as your eight. That was, oh, I was so tripping over the Chinese market. So there's like, I think Maibo, I believe they're Chinese, but San Lita's like the laughing stock, but scary enough. They're selling bows. And then, not to like undercut us, but like, or anyone really that makes stabilizers, but it's pretty damn hard to just make a different like carbon tube. Tubes are carbon tubes unless you're gonna start, you know, filling them with this or that. I think that's the only way. I'm assuming it's gonna be filled stuff in order to deaden that. Like, there's just different ways you can deaden your bars. And beyond that, at the end of the day, it's a carbon tube. So
I guess there's some growing concern that people are stepping away from American-made products, and the foreign product manufacturers are starting to provide sponsorships and product and things like that, and more archers are getting into that, I guess. I don't know how else to really say that.
Yeah, I don't know, but you're right.
They're supporting it.
I was thinking of like the target rig could be almost the price of a nice used car. Like this bow in its prime was maybe almost $2,000, but you got about $2,000 for this, and then the sight is a few $100. The scope is, I mean, typically, you know, if Jamie can go to market on this, it won't be so bad, but typically your scope is a couple $100, and then your rest is $340. Your bars are probably a few $100. So yeah, you got a few $1,000 into it. Especially after you include the release and arrows and everything else. Dude, that was a good shot.
I'll take it.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think everyone's trying to save a buck, so I get it.
Yeah, we're in kind of a tight market right now.
Dude, what am I doing?
But then at the same time, that kind of contradicts what we talked about last week, and that is that we're seeing more people willing to spend money too, so I don't know what to believe. Just trying to work on my Joel Turner closed loop.
Yeah. I have a 10 sitting down there on the top target, and it's just like screaming for its life that it's a 10. It's pretty bad.
Oh my goodness. I am all over the place.
Certainly not shooting as good as James Visser today.
Speaking of that, we sent a Victor to his fiance? I think. Are they married yet?
At the very least, fiance.
Bree? Brianna?
At the most, I think they call it a wife. But
Yeah. But yeah, we sent it to her, and then this was back last summer, and then I sent him a message today. And I was like, hey man, did you guys ever get a chance to make a build video? And he's like, yeah, long time ago, pal. I was like, oh, so I went and checked out their YouTube channel, and sure thing, they did one way back in August. And
thanks for the heads up.
Did a build video with, what is it? What shop? The
Bone Arrow Shop in Las Cruces, California. Might be wrong on that, but definitely California, definitely Bow and Arrow Shop. Great shop out there. Sucks to, I don't even know what you can really hunt other than like what, blacktail in California? No shot, dude. It was your best arrow, man.
Just lost my insert. Oh my god, there's a hole in there. I can put my hand all the way through it.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I've been watching kind of James Visser and his road to 300 with Vegas. He's going to try Vegas, and it's kind of entertaining.
And James Visser, they're from the Bow Disciples.
Bow Disciples, yep.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool that he's been getting into that.
I nerd out, like, hardcore on, like, aero builds and just learning from, like, these guys that have been around for a while, like Greg Poole, and I saw he's with Greg Poole just the other day, and I thought that was pretty sweet, but Greg's helping him out and whatnot as James gets ready for the Vegas shoot. And same with Paige Pierce.
It's funny because that's what prompted me to message him, because I saw that episode that he did with Greg Poole, and I was like, oh, I should probably check in and see how things are going with that. And how many, what, we shoot 10 ends?
I don't know. We're only at, we're just about to half.
Wait, three times, but, right? Don't we shoot 30 arrows?
Yeah. So yeah, 10 ends. We're almost, this
we're halfway there.
The half right now after these 3 hours. Sponsorship costs. Something Vapor Trail doesn't ever have to worry about at the moment.
Oh my god.
Dude, okay.
This is kind of embarrassing, man. Actually.
This is like the worst end.
I might have shot a 7. Oh no, that's an 8.
I might have shot a 9. like, this is the fact that they give you a 10 this big. It's the same size as the 5 or the X on a 5 spot round, and I'm not even hitting it right now.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of sponsorship stuff, unfortunately. And I'm just throwing that out there just because, you know, if we're saying that sponsorship is driving up costs, I can tell you right now, that's not why the Victor costs as much as it does.
No, it's not driving up our costs because our marketing budget is...
Yeah, I mean...
mediocre at best.
We do not pay a lot of people or hardly anyone to shoot our stuff, which I'm pretty proud to say that, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, I know the reason and benefit of doing it, but it's awesome to say that we don't.
Yeah, I mean, I take pride in what we're able to do with what we have.
Yeah.
You know, boots on the ground, like, you know, scraping for every possible sale that you can get.
Yeah, because there's other... I mean, basically every other manufacturer pays people to shoot their stuff or pays contingencies. We nearly do not do either. Right. Very close to none. So the people that shoot our stuff fully believe in it and fully like our product at the moment and are not getting paid.
Wow, dude.
Even
988.
Yeah, dude, I threw a fat 9. Even though I still feel that many of them deserve to be paid, or, you know, contingency should be. But that is, like, one of those things, again, where thankfully we don't have to be concerned about that driving up our costs. Our costs are what they are because of the state of the overall market. Being expensive to manufacture a machine in, so. These would fit ease. That's half, right?
Yep.
Are you going lower just to get out of that hole up there, or just to be part of the flip?
Partially both.
All right, then if you're going to do it, I better do it.
Gotta be official.
Dude, this is,
you know.
Can you, like, purposely bleep something? Because, that, like, that'd be cool, but this is dog shit.
Should I, can I AI arrows into the target for the whole thing and then...
Yeah. Like, this is actual dog shit flaming. I'm going to have currently 5Xs going, so...
I'm already 8 down.
Yeah, I'm only two down, but I mean, two down is
from X count.
I mean,
you have not.
If we were doing this for our huge viewership of our podcast, I would have already quit and just said, "Today's not the day." My back feels terrible.
I know.
I'm quite tired.
Two eights in a row that I just shot. Yeah, that felt real cool. I'm like, yeah. That made me feel like a really good archer. Yeah. But this is why we're doing this. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's because it gives us a reason to shoot. And
you know what?
You know, I'm not in my glory days anymore, so I have to just swallow that pill and just shoot. And if it means I gotta get better because I am putting myself out there and trying to prevent the embarrassment of shooting the way I am right now, well, that's what I gotta do.
You know what the Chinese market also offers? Killer Instinct crossbows.
Oh.
So, I mean, many guys might look at this and go, you know what, this is why I'm gonna pick up a crossbow. And, you know, they just hang up using a compound. But I know you won't do that. So there's plenty of people out there that may call themselves a dude and instead pick up a crossbow.
Yeah, I mean, I need to have like a legit disability.
Yeah.
You know? And Sam Soholt's uncle comes in here once in a while. And he's probably in his 80s.
Dude,
and I kid you not, the last time he was in here, he even admitted, he goes, "Yeah, I know. I look like I got hit by a semi truck." He said that. And I was like, whoa. But he also said, I refuse to shoot a crossbow.
So I was going
to
bring up,
until I absolutely 100% need to.
We have a dealer in Colorado, and she is almost 80 and shoots a compound bow.
In Colorado, you said?
Yep.
I also have to move the camera down so I can see.
Yeah, dude, a podcast shooting in the range wouldn't be a podcast shooting in the range if a mail delivery service didn't show up.
A mail delivery service? What kind insane of operation we got going on here?
Whoa. M-A-I-L. Not M-A-L-E. Yeah, that's a 9. We're gonna have fun. F-U-N. Yeah, so there's old ladies shooting compounds over crossbows, just so guys know that.
I might need you to call the... I think this one's good, but I think that one's out. At this point, it really doesn't matter, honestly.
These two are in, and this one's out?
Yeah, so...
Is that what you were saying?
Yep, 10-10-9. I've yet to shoot a solid 3-10s.
I just dropped another.
That was a 9?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we have a good excuse.
Yeah, if anyone wants to feel my body right now, go ahead.
Talking about mail service and yeah. Touching your body.
Touching my body.
Yeah, this is, I'm not gonna give up, but at the same time, I'm kind of just like, all right, just relax.
Yeah, I feel like the YouTube hunting boys shooting a Vegas face right now, other than James Visser. He's the only one I've seen that can throw down at the moment, but.
He's throwing down pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he was saying his average is like 298, 299, and then I think he did shoot a 300 with Greg and Paige Pierce. He's shot a couple 300s now in the last week is what I've seen. I'm on par to shoot like Ty Jordan over here.
Need to get a wider grill.
I'm sorry. Might need to shave my legs too. Oh boy.
Nair.
Yeah, she's Nair.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go down that road.
I wanted to laugh again. It's an ugly 10. Yeah, this target is about as ugly as I am. It's not looking good. Sponsorships.
Turkey hunting.
Turkey season. Yeah, Jesus. That'll make me happier. Let's talk turkey hunting.
Turkey season coming up here. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Look at that. We start talking about turkey hunting and I shoot it inside out. That's more like it.
It's a little bit better. But yeah, spring turkeys coming up here in
a month and a half.
Pretty excited about that. I'm sure we'll get out to our normal stomping grounds and try not to piss pound it hard in the first week like we did last year and wreck it.
Yeah. I was better off sticking to public last year. Over your guys' private.
So yeah, we got a new head on the market. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, are you gonna use that thing?
Heck yeah, dude.
G5 came out with the Dirty Bird.
Yeah, heck yeah. Ooh, they had an X.
So you're gonna try and do a decap. I don't even know how else to say it without sounding like Eeyore or Debbie Downer. I just don't shoot birds, but I'm just gonna go with a normal broadhead. I'm not even gonna take my chances.
Do it.
If I can get close, I can get close.
Yeah, it's just, it's a pretty unique head. I like how, you know, the blades, you can flip them forward for putting in your quiver for storage.
Yeah.
And then it's magnetic. It's got like a magnetic closure.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of cool. And, you know, I have those Muzzy ones where the blades fold backwards, but then you have to like kind of loosen the tip to get them to come out. They're kind of just cumbersome to mess around with. Especially like when you get into the blind and it's dark and you're trying to fiddle around with them. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Dude, those things look like a sci-fi sword.
Yeah, it does.
Like when it's forward, I cannot think of the movie that like is in my head when I'm looking at that thing, but there's 100% a movie that has a sword that looks almost like that. I swear.
Reminds me of a movie that it was like a portal. Like you go through a portal and they went to like an ancient Egyptian civilization and they had these like staffs
that they could shoot with.
Yeah. Like shoot laser beams out of them or whatever, but that's what it kind of reminds me of.
I might even be falling asleep behind the bow here. I think, you know what, to divert away from turkey hunting, on a day like today, if I wasn't recording, this is where you trash the target and you blank bail.
Yep.
Oh my god, dude.
But yeah, the Dirty Bird, it's got a 3-inch cut, blunt tip, 125 grain.
Did you say it's 125?
Yeah.
All of them are 125?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Okay.
So I got some coming.
I mean, it doesn't really matter whether it's 100 or 125. Those blades never, if you're doing a decap, are going to be shot past, what, 15?
I wouldn't even go past 10.
Like 10? Yeah. Like, that's what I was going to say originally. Just like, I'd go 10 yards, call it a day.
Shaking like a leaf.
But yeah, that'll be sweet. Been seeing Matt Dykes come through here. He's here again last night. He's getting ready for he drew Kansas.
Local turkey slayer.
Yep.
Extraordinaire.
He's got some southern hunts to do. Wow. In the ugliest fashion, this is USA hockey right here for these two tens. This is just like, just scraping by for tens.
Yeah, man. I got a 10.99. Man, I'm just to the point now where I'm just like, oops. just trying to get through it. Just
yep. Same here.
This is so bad.
Literally gonna go straight to the gas station, like get some carbonated meth, aka energy drinks. I don't do drugs. Yeah.
Case of Zins.
No. Not gonna do that. Raises your cortisol levels. And I think I have enough of that working here. So two more ends. Here we go.
Yeah, you hear that, Harry? Chill out on Hollywood. You're raising his cortisol levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. Well, I guess it's funny to be thinking about like turkey season, and I have sectionals this weekend, NFAA sectionals, so five spot stuff. And then pretty sure another shoot next weekend, and then it's like the state, like the one state organization has their NFAA state shoot, and then that Saturday is the Vegas shoot for state, and then after that, I think after a couple weeks is the other organization's state shoot. Like, it's nuts. But I have a lot of like paper stuff in the way before turkey season, but it'll make it go quick. So that'll be nice.
There you go. Yep. So I think what we'll do here is the next round we shoot, we'll do it off camera and see how much we improve.
Well, the other night, just so everyone knows, I shot the best round of my life on a five spot target.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's pretty cool. I wish I could get. Wish I could have been here for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I also, my lower back, if it's the lower back like today, I'm going to shoot like I am today. My shoulders were tight, but as you know, I was only like two ends clean. And then after work every day, I shoot anyway. I'm trying to at least shoot half a game at the very least right now. And, you know, I shoot once in a while on lunch too, but mm-hmm. at the very least I'm shooting 30 scoring arrows. But was shooting, and like Katie had to work in Minneapolis that week or that day, and obviously I was shooting, and it's like, all right, who's picking up dinner? And I was like, I literally text her, I go, hold on. I think at this point I had 30 arrows down. I dropped like, I think two X's that whole time. I'm like currently on track to shoot the best score of my life. So let me see how this shakes out. I'm going to be home late. And I kept right at it. And then, the last two ends, I was just like, I was sweating, but I dropped a five on, dropped an X, got a five on the second to last end. And then the last end shot solid five X's. And yeah, I was just out here, I'm like, shouting, and Rory and Luke are.
I'll bet that wasn't distracting at all.
That's why I shot during it, to see what would happen.
I didn't put my phone on silent.
Dude, we gotta look at the static rest.
Yes, that'll be the next thing.
I feel like we are shooting like ADHD monsters right now.
Yeah, I'm just, oh my gosh, I might have just shot 3/8. I don't know.
No, you cracked the 9 on that first one. Yeah, a million percent.
Million percent.
Million percent.
God, this is horrible. 9/8/8.
Last end coming up. My back's like, thank you.
All right, I've just figured out the hook and the title of this episode.
Now Rory's calling me.
How not to shoot.
Yeah, there you go.
For me, anyways. I mean, and there's a ton of different things. Like, I'm sure people could look at my form. They could look at, the fact that I'm shooting my hunting rig. I dropped it down to 65 pounds, but of course I could drop my weight and do all kinds of different things to my rig in order to make this make more sense, make it as forgiving as possible. But I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because the whole purpose for this, for me, is to just work my muscles, work the, work on my shot with my bow hunting setup.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is good. This is the off-season practice that no one does until it's the 4th of July. this is the off-season practice no one does. I mean, like, ever. I was going to say until the 4th of July, but, I mean, there's plenty of guys that still, they get done with whitetail season, and they're just like, okay, I'll wait till turkey. And then all of a sudden their string's effed up or whatever. But, yeah, it's good that you're practicing the way you're going to play.
And I've been that guy the last couple of years, you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
It's hard to
shoot say. Only out of necessity, right? Like, really start shooting heavy before the season comes along, and then,
yeah,
you know, try to shoot during season, but I don't, not as much as I should. Last end, right here. Last end. We're gonna do 3 X's right now.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I'm pretty excited with turkey season coming up.
Oh, so much for that.
New bow. I won't say much about that until I've got that figured out. You know the problem I'm running with, but
yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for you to talk a little bit about that rig, and it looks really, really cool. And hopefully it'll hopefully it'll shoot really cool for you.
Cooler than that. Yeah.
So, yeah, speaking of, so your Victor, we talked about it a little bit last week and how you've got it set up for target. And so after this end here, I'll get some, do you have another arrow that you can just draw back with so I can record?
Oof. Dude, how do I let myself end on a 9?
That's ugly. All right, go pull our arrows from the last end here. And see how horrible.
Yeah. Shot for the cycle on that one. X10, 296. Don't even care about the X count.
And that's a 10, 10, 9.
Wait.
18 down.
I shot 295, not even 296, so.
So I did a 282.
If it weren't for the people that come and shoot here, I would throw this target away, but they might want to start on it. Poop target like this.
All right. 282, 3 X's.
I didn't even count the X's.
Oh my gosh. Hang that target up. Hang it by a noose.
I got 10 That's X's. Awful. 10 X's.
All right, folks. And that is what not to do in a Vegas round. Yep. Take it from me. Hollywood did good.
And myself.
Under the pressure. Heck of a lot better. No. You ended at, what'd you say, 295?
295, yeah. It was pretty terrible, but yeah. I didn't expect, like, right when I woke up this morning, I'm like, not to wake up with the loser's attitude. I was in so much pain. I'm like, I'm not a person to take town hall on empty stomachs, but I needed it. I hurt.
Yeah. So let's get down and talk a little bit more about your...
You want to see my rest, dude?
Arrow rest.
It'll shoot a lot better than I can.
We'll dive a little bit deeper into that.
Yeah.
All right, let's check out this Victor in the target static mode.
Yeah, so again, part of the price tag of this rest is you can do anything and everything with it. cages will come off. Top, I am taking off because, well... Honestly, I don't even know if I'll have the clearance with my veins, but I'm only leaving the bottom on. Two reasons. Everyone that shoots that other company that's got blue for their main colors uses their rest like that. Well, ours can do the same. And it is kind of nice if you're running a static blade like this, if your rest or your arrow hops off the rest, it'll catch it. But then I'm using the Burger Bolt attachment because A, this bow is too old, and B, this you can torque tune. We were talking about that last week. slightly, but you can go back to that video and listen. It's completely maxed out right now. It just happens to be close where, usually it's around where your wrist breaks. But either way, that's where it torques the best for me, or tuned the best for me. And then here's your, what do we call that? Isn't there a special
variable name? Launcher angle?
Yeah.
Adjustment.
Yep.
For in the down position.
Yep. And this is, yeah, like Rick said, so the down position, like when the blade's going down. But I've got our target static screw installed. This is the old version where you'd have to take this whole deal off. Now we have a new screw that can just go right into the housing, and then you just basically teeter-totter with a screw that's down here and then a screw up here to get your blade angle. And, you know, you're basically going off of how much arrow weight you got there, and then through the burger hole, etc., etc. That's way down the rabbit hole, but anywho, that is pretty much the setup, and it'll shoot a lot better than I can.
Yeah, so you're driving that one screw in to the target static screw, and then you drive in the variable launcher angle screw into the stopper pin, and so that now makes it static, so it can't move. And then you're running off of a spring steel blade.
Yeah, I have a 12,000ths blade with 8,000ths backer, standard width, so that'll fit like my 23s and 27s. To use like my VAPS 4mm arrow, there's no way that'll work.
Yeah.
So I'd have to use something different. But.
And pay no attention to the shoddy laser etching on there. That was a, what would you call it, a factory second, so we try to use those for ourselves.
Yep, that's
what still functions the same, but
that's screwed up. There's something else screwed up with this rest, but yeah, I don't use production models, so to speak, on my own stuff to test it. So
very good. That is the Victor Aero Rest in target static mode.
Yes, sir.
For all you target archers out there. All right, everybody. Well, that concludes this episode of the Range Podcast Arrow Loose segment. That was very humbling, to say the least. And it's definitely shows that I need to shoot more, for sure. Got a few things with my setup I'll probably change. But other than that, yeah, that's about it. Make sure you keep an eye out on your local dealer. Floats should start showing up soon. Anybody who ordered one on the website, we'll be getting those out as quickly as we possibly can as well. And yeah, I don't know if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that bell, subscribe, and give us a like so you can be up to date on all things archery. And with that, we're packing up our bows and arrows.
Okay. Let's going just to go work. Home. We're not going to go shoot.
That I'm was not atrocious. Shooting. Yeah.
So we're just going to pack them up. Peace.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerized branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.